Text numéro 11. As India's economy grows, so does its garbage. The garbage trucks regularly line up for hours here outside Bangalore's last official landfill, their burdens putrefying in the afternoon sun. A stinking mountain of trash, the landfill has been poisoning local waters and sickening nearby villagers. Another landfill was in even worse shape before it closed recently after violent protests. Bangalore, the capital of the modern Indian economy and home to many of its high-technology workers, is drowning in its own waste. Trash is India's plague. It chokes rivers, scars meadows, contaminates streets, and nurtures a vast and dangerous ecosystem of rats, mosquitoes, stray dogs, monkeys and pigs. Perhaps even more than the fitful electricity and chaotic traffic, the ubiquitous garbage demonstrates the incompetence of Indian governance and the dark side of the country's rapid economic growth. Greater wealth has spawned more garbage, and the managers of the country's pell-mell development have been unable to handle the load, even in the cities Indians prize the most and look to as their models for the future. Bangalore used to be India's cleanest city, said Amiya Kumar Sahu, president of the National Solid Waste Association of India. Now it's the filthiest. Bangalore's garbage crisis grew directly out of its stunning success. Technology companies started settling in Bangalore in the 1980s. As they grew, many created pristine campuses hacked out of urban chaos, supplying their own electricity, water, transportation, and a rare sense of tranquility. But the dirty secret of those campuses where the company's executives built mansions is that they had nowhere to put their trash. Many hired truckers to take the mess out of the city, careful not to ask where it went. The truckers found empty lots or willing farmers and simply dumped their loads. The city soon followed the company's lead. "We never followed scientific landfill practices," Rajneesh Joel, Bangalore's chief civil servant, said in an interview. "All that groundwater contamination is going to come to us. More than 300 of our lakes are already gone. The problem is getting out of hand, and eventually it will swallow us up." Few expect the Bangalore municipal government to solve the problem itself. Instead, a network of non-profit groups has sprung up to conceive and implement recycling projects across the city. And those groups have embraced thousands of rag pickers who daily pour through the city's garbage to retrieve valuable refuse like paper, glass, and certain plastics. For that system to work, however, households in Bangalore must separate their trash into wet food waste, dry recyclables like plastics and paper, and medical waste. The city tries to persuade residents to do just that. "The city is at its knees," said Kaplana Kar, the city's waste management advisor. "We don't have a choice." Adapted from the New York Times, October 2012.